fiercely defending the freedom of speech. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
All right, let's quickly get to the Common Sense Hotline. Mike is checking in from Flint today. WFNT, our station over there on the Michigan Talk Network. Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, Steve. Okay, we're talking about this infanticide thing.
Correct.
Or, you know, third-term abortion. Couple that with socialized medicine, where the government is going to start dictating what you can and cannot do. How long will it be before the government requires an abortion if you're going to give birth to a baby that's going to require a lot of medical care?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question. The payment advisory boards, the independent payment advisory boards, which, of course, Barack Obama, and they all laughed at us. That'll never happen. Of course it'll happen. You have a limited number of resources. You can't have an open-heart surgery. You can't have a hip replacement. And you can't have that baby because that baby has all sorts of problems. It'll be too much of a drag on the system. Mike, you nailed it. Thank you for calling in. You're exactly spot on. These payment advisory boards would start dictating, well, yeah, we're going to terminate that pregnancy because it's a Down syndrome baby or whatever, you know, their threshold becomes. Steve Doolin here, licensed attorney, real estate broker here on Fridays. No fooling, it's Doolin. We usually have a lot of fun, but serious conversations this week. Doolin, what's on your mind?
Well, extreme risk protection orders have been pissing me off lately. Pardon my language.
Well, you know, you'll have that. Extreme risk, the red flag laws. Which means, you know, Doolin's kind of a weird guy, and he's kind of hostile, and I don't think he's right, and I think that he should not have guns. And then they'll come knock on your door, and they'll say, Mr. Doolin, come to the door and give us your guns, right?
Yep, we have this piece of paper that a judge issued, and it doesn't offer you any help for any of your problems. It doesn't actually help anybody become more safe. All we're going to do is just take your guns. And by the way, we're probably going to tear your house apart in the process, which I'm sure is going to help with your stability.
Right. Well, and here's the thing. The part on there, that the red flag for me on the red flag laws was, let me get this straight. Ex-spouses are qualified to say, you know, who can keep what? I mean, who says the most vile things about a person in this lifetime? And that is an ex-spouse. It's not just me. I'm just saying in general, people, you know, when people get divorced, they say very hateful, mean-spirited things to each other. You're an attorney. You've probably heard of one or two things, right?
Oh, yes. Sometimes untruth creeps into the mix. Sometimes people who used to be romantically involved and are no longer, sometimes they lie about one another.
Yeah, you think? Yeah, and so, yeah, that Doolin, that Gruber guy, he's a little crazy. We need to take his guns. Here's the other part of this. If you read the stories on this, people that have had this happen, it's almost impossible to get their guns back, even when they're exonerated, even when it's found that the allegation was not founded. In fact, they still have a hard time. Sometimes it takes years, literally years, to get the guns back.
Well, I can tell you as a defense attorney that it's very difficult. It takes constant reminding to get everybody in the system to focus on the presumption of innocence. There really is a presumption of guilt once you're in the system.
Yeah, there really is a presumption of guilt, isn't there?
And it's there'll be lip service paid to presumption of innocence from time to time, but there's always, well, there must be something here or we wouldn't be here today.
Well, exactly.
There must be something bad going on, or why else are we having this hearing?
And isn't it an ex parte hearing, meaning the person who's about to get their private property confiscated because of an allegation, whether founded or not, by a third party? They're going to get their personal property confiscated, in this case, firearms. In an ex parte hearing, they don't even get a chance to defend themselves in open court before the pounding on the door begins.
Well, that's true. And, this might seem like a weird connection to you, Steve, but I was reading about this Johnny Depp and Amber Heard relationship. Somebody sent me a link because apparently there's a petition to keep her from being in some movie. And the question is it turnabout is fair play situation? But in that situation, assuming that the allegations in Johnny Depp's filings are true, he protected her for years, even though she was the abuser, he allowed the world to think he was the abuser because he was in love. And I've seen that happen, especially with males protecting their females. Absolutely have seen that happen. And so you've got a situation where because of one party trying to do the honorable thing and trying to protect their mate, you've got a situation where the other one gets away with lying for an extended period of time.
And then turns the tables on them.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, you see that all too often.
It's extremely dangerous, and it's part of... And the reason, you know, it really does upset me when I allow myself to think about it very, very long is the fact that it's a focus on the tool, which is the gun. It's not a focus on the person. And that's the same fallacy, the same, frankly, it's almost a psychosis, I think, that underlies all of gun control. The idea that the tool is evil, but evil lives in the hearts of a human being, in the hearts of human beings.
You are wound up today, aren't you?
I really should do
some counseling. You know, I should, you know, pull up the peanut stand. You know, the doctor is in 5 cents.
Well, I have to be careful because if I rant too long or too hard, somebody might think I'm a danger.
Well, who said you weren't? I mean, you're going to have to prove to me that you're not. That's the way this works.
Exactly right.
Yeah, you got to prove to me that you're stable enough to have this conversation. That's all. Anyhow. Doolin, always a pleasure, and fight the good fight, my friends. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Steve.
There you have it. Steve Doolin, everybody. He's right, by the way. Ex parte hearings to take away your private property being guns, and you are presumed guilty until otherwise shown, and very difficult to get your stuff back. Start building Michigan's future and yours today with MichiganConstruction.com. Right now, there are great companies with great jobs looking for people just like you. Starting pay can be great. It can be $30 an hour or more, depending on your experience. So don't wait. Go to SteveGruber.com, click on MichiganConstruction.com, and remember, there are great training programs available, too. Go to SteveGruber.com, click on the MichiganConstruction.com banner, and don't miss the Sexiest Job of the Week banner. Also a great place to stop and start building your future and Michigan's today, along with the help of the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.